I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's play B-Mix.
I will be anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock. You're going down and I'm gonna rock. It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Daniel is jumping.
Wow. Better.
Friday!
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Party, party,
yeah!
Yeah.
Fun, 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 fun.
Looking forward to the weekend.
Happy Friday, everyone. We finally made it. I don't know about you guys, but this week was really, really long.
Yes. Was it?
For me, yeah. Yesterday, I was just like, oh, I don't got to do anything tomorrow because I thought it was Friday. And then I was, unfortunately found out it was Thursday when my wife yelled at me because she's just like, why are you getting my hopes up?
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Well, I mean, support your wife yelling at you. I think that should happen on the
rig. Rude.
Yeah.
So I hope you guys have some fun out there. And I don't know, go do something. Like maybe go on that road trip or not.
Thanks. Wow. Okay.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Hop Sing in Tacoma. Hop Sing, are you there?
No, actually. It looks like we have Scott. Looks like Hop Sing is gone.
Oh, Scott, are you there?
I am here.
Nice. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Scott will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Scott, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What type of fruit is depicted on the top of the men's singles trophy at Wimbledon?
Pass.
What was Val Kilmer's call sign in Top Gun?
Iceman. The first one was strawberry.
No. And yes to Iceman. What country does Café au Lait originate from?
Thanks.
Yes. How many seasons did Russell Wilson play for the Seahawks?
Ooh. 9?
No.
8?
No.
7?
No. What units are ship speeds measured in?
Knots.
Yes. Poutine consists of gravy and cheese curds on top of what?
French fries.
Yes. From 97 to 2002, what computer company used the ad slogan Think Different?
Apple.
Yes. How many checkers does each player start a game with?
11?
No.
13?
No.
12?
Yes. According to the song, on what hill did Fats Domino find his thrill?
Blueberry.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Not too shabby. I mean, we'll see.
That's a solid one. I think there's a couple that, unless Steve gets like that masterful guessing that he does sometimes.
Hopefully that Russell Wilson one isn't going to be the difference maker.
Oh, it could be, though.
Probably it might be.
That is a good point on that one.
Yeah.
But Steve, he's back.
I am.
Look at him.
And look at me.
Look at him.
Just look at me.
Well, unless you can't see him, then listen to him.
Don't you?
I don't know if I can go that far.
Oh, okay. Fine then. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What type of fruit is depicted on the top of the men's singles trophy at Wimbledon?
Apple?
No.
Banana?
No.
An eggplant?
No.
Yes.
What was Val Kilmer's call sign in Top Gun?
Goose.
No.
Maverick.
No.
Whoa.
Oh.
That's all I got.
Spocky.
No.
Spocker.
What country does Cafe Olay originate from?
Cafe Olay. Spain.
No.
Olay. Italy.
No.
Olay.
friend.
Yes. How many seasons did Russell Wilson play for the Seahawks?
Who's this guy you're talking about?
10. Okay. What units are ship speeds measured in?
Knots.
Yes. Poutine consists of gravy and cheese curds on top of what?
French fries.
Yes. From 97 to 2002, what computer company used the ad slogan Think Different?
Apple.
Yes. How many checkers does each player start a game with?
12.
Yes. According to the song, on what hill does Fats Domino find his thrill?
Blueberry.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's a tie.
Nice work, Scott.
Started off real slummy. Yeah.
Or slummy.
Slow and crummy.
You're slummy.
You're all slummy there.
You're a slummy guy.
I thought the Iceman was going to be the difference maker because it was Iceman.
Damn, dude.
What was that?
Isn't that what he does? Like he bites down on his teeth?
Oh, I don't remember.
That's Val Kilmer's character.
I don't know it either. I just remember people telling me.
Well, that's what Val Kilmer is Iceman.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, then yes.
Yeah.
I guess I need to go back and watch Top Gun.
It's on Netflix.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then I can watch that.
It's also
that.
On Paramount Plus, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I was scrolling, trying to find something, and I saw Top Gun. I was like, ooh, the movie. No, the other movie.
Yeah. Not the new one, which is out in theaters today.
Or maybe.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think maybe it is just only on Netflix, but either way, I know it's free.
Yeah.
Well, for me anyway.
It's free if you have
free
a monthly
subscription.
Yeah, that's it.
Does anybody happen to know, and this is going to be a tough one unless you're a tennis fan, the type of fruit that's depicted on the top of the men's single trophy at Wimbledon?
I would just guess grapes. Because grapes are celebratory, you know? I mean, I don't know if I can Ken Jennings my way to this.
No, I don't think so. Steve's answers, I'm just imagining two grapes and an eggplant now. Yeah. Like, that'd be amazing.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
No, it's a pineapple.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, if you know, you know. If you don't, well...
I wonder why a pineapple is the thing. I mean, there's probably some great history behind it that I almost care about.
Yeah, I don't, because I didn't look it up, so, yeah.
Well, all right, thanks, man.
Yep, congratulations on Scott and Steve tying each other.
Hey, how about that, huh?
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.